Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. Why would my wife think it's funny that some guy got his eyeball knocked out after being slapped with a tortilla? Why would you think this is funny?
It was hysterical. I must have watched that video. I swear, Chaz, I watched it like 8 or 10 times.
99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, Chaz and AJ in the morning. There's this TikTok challenge now. Have you seen this, AJ?
Yeah.
It's the tortilla challenge?
Yeah, tortilla slap challenge, something like that.
Oh, is it the tortilla slap challenge?
Because
I heard tortilla challenge. I thought, oh, what are we putting in there to eat?
Exactly, right.
I'm in.
You hear that? I'm thinking roast beef.
Sounds good to me.
Right, some lettuce, tomato, mayo.
Well, I'm working on the show last night. Jennifer comes in. Doesn't matter what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I could be performing surgery. She's coming in. Did you see this video?
Well, you need relief.
I saw it the first time. I'm like, oh, it's mildly funny.
Right.
Until I realized the guy got his glass eye knocked out of his head.
And he was laughing at it, too.
But you can hear his eyeball hitting the ground.
Ding, 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 ding. It bounced pretty good.
How far did it roll?
I thought it was like a tooth at first.
It was like, doink, 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 yeah.
What's that, Phil?
I thought it was a tooth.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I did too at first. I thought it was like she smacked a molar out.
Oh,
you know? Yeah, it all depends on how you hold the tortilla is what I'm learning from these videos.
Because
when people make a mistake, they hold it like they're going to slap someone, and then the hand follows behind the tortilla naturally. And they're
you scratched my face.
Like, right. I'm bleeding now.
Oh, the technique
right,
here.
The key is you put some water in your mouth,
right.
And you're trying to get the other person to laugh.
Right.
So the water comes out of the mouth.
So the water comes out.
That's why I wear a black shirt.
And the way you lose it.
Right. And then the way that you get the best sound is if you have just like a free-flowing tortilla, like it's like a flag, and then you catch them flush on the face. That's how you get the biggest sound.
And you're not trying to hurt them.
No.
It's all about, amplifying the sound.
Yeah, right. I probably should have practiced this.
Yeah, same here.
Do we have the audio of the guy getting his eyeball knocked out?
Got the water. First slap.
I swallowed my eyeball.
My eyeball. Where's my eyeball?
Does the eyeball chip when it hits the ground?
I have no idea.
You got to clean it before you put it back in, right?
There it was.
I would think.
Let's hear it again. Yeah, you have to at least blow the cat hair off of it.
That'd be funny if it shattered.
You know, you got to dunk it in water or something.
I would think.
Alcohol?
I don't know.
Is there another one here?
Oh, there's a lot more of these. That's good echo on that one.
Oh, some sound.
I like when there's more than two people involved, so I think this one's got three people here.
Wow.
So I don't know if this lends itself to radio, but AJ and I will try it.
Yeah, why not? Your phone can.
AJ, add mayo to yours.
Peanut butter's on sticks.
Right. Put mayonnaise. That's what we should have done. Mayonnaise in the mouth.
Or oil and vinegar.
Exactly.
No.
All right. You want to try it?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
My water over here.
Ready?
Are we doing the water thing in the studio?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're doing it on the other side of the control board.
Okay.
And we'll be facing each other.
Yeah, no.
AJ, add some muscle to yours. Really get in there.
Hey, wait a minute.
You want me to slap your husband, really?
You didn't wait long enough. He just unplugged his headphones. What? Now would have been the time.
Yeah, really. That was bad timing.
That was.
Can you hear?
All right.
We got this mic on.
Yeah.
Need your water.
Here we go.
Need your water.
Need my water? Oh, yeah, my water.
Need your water. Very, very key part here.
Yeah. And again, I'm sorry about posting that video, those pictures too soon. I've got a bad feeling about this. Here comes retribution.
All right, they got the water in.
Who goes first? Oh!
Yes!
Yes! Josh, you said AJ across the face. Wow, did that make a sound?
Solid okay. Right cheek.
Nice! Oh, AJ got revenge right there. They both still have a mouthful of water.
I can't believe the sound that a tortilla makes. It's unbelievable.
Whap him, AJ.
They have to compose themselves first, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, wait. Okay, now it's Chaz's turn, though.
Chaz going.
Mm-hmm. All right, there you go. Mm-hmm. Whoever invented this is a genius.
You know, they've got two different techniques I've noticed. So Chaz is kind of short-arming it to try to get maximum exposure to the face, and AJ's just, I'm winding up. I'm going for the full slap.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Here's AJ.
Oh, that one was weak.
I think he was trying to catch him by surprise.
Mm. All right,
Chaz goes again now.
Oh, backhand! The backhand! The other side of his face!
He caught him right under the nose.
Oh, wait. Chaz is getting another tortilla.
They do rip easily. That is another thing that I've noticed with these.
Oh, it ripped in
half. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. It's another thing I've noticed with these videos. Oh, that would have been a good time to get him right there. Mid-gargle.
All right. AJ's turn?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, there goes the water! Chaz is out!
I got sprinkler all over me!
I don't know what happened. I missed why I started laughing.
All my crap is wet! All right, somebody else turn. My arm's all wet.
My face is sore.
I got spit water all over me. My tortilla remains intact.
Wait, what happened on that one?
I hit him and he just spewed on me.
The sound just made me laugh.
It's so good.
I look like I peed my pants.
Wait, can you do another round?
Two pippies.
That was just round one, right?
That was round one. I think we should get Phil in here for a round.
Oh.
I don't know. Will the beard work?
Oh, yeah, right, with the beard.
We'll find out.
Yeah, we'll find out.
Oh, he's got cushion.
Yeah, it's true. That's true. I have no cushion.
Yeah, we might not hear a sound.
Forehead.
Forehead. Plenty of opportunity
that one
there, Jennifer.
Backhand, man. That registered. That was like getting a punch in the face right under the eye.
Yeah, this is my face is still stinging.
Yeah, so is my. You smell like tortilla still? It's like in my nostrils. Well, it smells tortilla.
Are you going to leave your glasses on, Phil?
I think I'm going to, yeah.
Hmm.
I want to be able to see my target.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. All right, so you take a tortilla.
Right.
You put water in your mouth.
Yep.
And then you take turns slapping each other.
Exactly.
First one to spit water out loses.
Now, rock, paper, scissors, shoot?
I was going to say who goes first.
Because I've seen that as part of some of the challenges where whoever loses gets hit.
Okay. AJ is the reigning champion, so AJ should go first, no?
Yeah, but he's a challenger.
Do whatever you want to do.
You know what? You go first.
Screw it.
We're going to spend all the time trying to decide.
That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Mm-hmm.
You spit it or swallow it, you're up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That was an uppercut with a tortilla.
Holy crap.
Mm-hmm. To the left side of his face.
It broke on his glasses, right?
That was right to the left side of Phil's face. His head. Went back like one of those boxing games. Oh, jeez.
Rock'em sock'em
robots.
That
was some pent up energy there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Ah! The top of your head. He hit the forehead.
And then AJ was just stunned and confused.
The forehead?
Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. AJ's turn.
Oh! Oh, my God. That has to be a hard hit to hear it that loudly with a beard. Okay, Phil's turn.
Oh.
That was a good one.
The tortilla came out of his hand. All right. All right, AJ's turn.
Oh my God.
It's a rough. The tortilla is broken. Phil's glasses knocked off his face, stuck in his headphones, dangling off the side of his head. He just...
Oh! I like this alternating size of the face thing. Very smart.
That was a backhand. All right. Hitting his full face. So. Ooh, the tip of his nose.
He let him have another one.
That was like one.
Okay, it's the tortilla challenge. It's Phil's turn.
Down slap over his nose. Phil's like a painting artist. He's taking that brush and he's stroking in all different directions.
Backhand.
We have a winner. That knocked Bill's head up and water out.
It's the eye shot. If you get hit in the eye, it's over.
Get away again, goddammit. Spitting on me.
AJ's the reigning champion.
I thought that uppercut would take him out. I thought it was going to confuse him.
There's tortillas everywhere.
Tortillas everywhere.
That was fun, Phil. Thank you.
Wow.
Broke my glasses.
Did I really? No, did I?
No.
Oh,
no,
right. I was afraid of that. Sorry about that. I'm all wet. Not got anybody spit on me. Yuck.
Take a hand sanitizer bath.
Right?
Wow, nice job.
Thank you. Ooh. I ordered all tortillas. This tortilla is here. I gotta go clean this place up.
I almost let the first time that my first tortilla when it broke, right. I was holding just a thin piece, and the rest of it just slapped on the bottom of the fan.
Right,
and it just stuck. It just stayed in place.
I caught a part of your
it's
finger.
Like a piece of bologna.
The shot to the side. I caught a part of your finger.
I was trying to hold it where the finger wasn't sticking out because I didn't want to get you with my fingernails.
Yeah, I got caught right here, right by the temple.
Bologna.
I'm like something hit me. I'm like that wasn't tortilla. Yeah, it was a finger.
I thought I had him like twice.
You look like you were standing out in the sun. You look suntanned.
Your face is so red.
I can slap you got silly tortillas.
I want a total tan. Coverage.
Right.
Can we try cold cuts?
Yeah, buy some bologna.
Yeah, Bill had every direction going on.
No, he did. Great
backhand.
You did too. That one upper, whatever, the backhand one.
Right
you
under
did,
the eye.
That registered. Yeah. Like right here. I'm like, ow!
He was trying to shake it off. He was literally like, oh!
Yeah. Luckily, I've been punched in the face a lot.
Tammy and Prospect.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, Tammy.
Hi. I collect almost any kind of toy you could think of, but it's because I started selling them, all my collections, to supplement my income and pay my mortgage.
Oh, so it's your side hustle.
Yeah.
It's my side hustle, but when I tell people I sell toys, I have to obviously always, always, always specify what toys I'm talking about.
Children's toys.
Yes, because most people go the other way.
Right,
because
then you don't think, you get odd looks and then hushed tones. Do you have a so-and-so?
Exactly.
Right,
but
okay.
But my biggest collections are dolls. I'm kind of like that creepy girl on TV, you know, with the dolls.
Kind of?
I have,
just kidding.
I have Barbies, Bratz, Monster Highs, American Girl. I can't think.
American Girl is cool.
Yep.
They're not as collectible, though, right, as a Barbie? Like, if you have an old school Barbie.
Like an original Barbie.
Well, I just sold one of those original Barbies I paid $1.99 for it, and I sold it for $250.
Nice.
And
it's a good turnaround.
Yep, I'll collect any kind of toy you could think of. I've got action figures. I just sold a Sharon Osbourne action figure. I have Funko Pop.
For how much?
Like, who's buying that? Funko Ozzy, Pop.
Ozzy, for odd reasons.
Believe it or not, that only sold for like $10.
Yeah, no, I believe it.
Oh, yeah. $10 for it, really?
Seems a lot.
I was kind of upset. You know, I only paid a dollar for it, but
give
I
me
was
nine
kind
bucks.
Of
so, yeah, it's a good markup.
Yeah, everything, anything that's a profit is a profit. That's how I look at it, and it pays my mortgage.
What are those G.I. Joes worth? That, you know, if they're in really good condition, the ones before they had the peach
the
fuzz
one.
With the painted hair.
No, no, the bigger ones, forget about it. They're a dime a dozen. But the
really?
Little G.I. Joe figures,
out.
The little G.I. Joe figures.
They are
the little
not
small
a dime a dozen.
Really? The action
are,
figures except, with the painted hair. Like Ken. Wearing...
Phil, can you look this up?
Right.
Please.
I find the 12-inch dolls, the G.I. Joe action figure dolls, all the time. It's the little ones that are hard to come by. That's the, I think
Why?
They're like 3 1/4
people stop buying
scale.
Them?
Or kids play with them in the dirt somewhere and never found again.
No,
so.
I guess there were so many made. And as far as dolls go, if the evil ones are more valuable than the regular ones. Because the evil ones, like, what are you going to buy your kid? You know, your kid watches Frozen, say, for example.
Oh,
and there's
dolls.
Tons of Elsa and Anna's out there, the good girls, but then there's only so many of the bad ladies, or just like Melissa Fent or whatever her name is, the one on
Maleficent.
Yeah, that was it.
Yes, thank you. Thank
You're
you.
You're welcome.
When they made those Disney dolls, you know, everybody wants, like, you know, Sleeping Beauty.
The villains.
The princess dolls. And there's so many of them. Like, you don't buy your kid the evil ones. So the evil ones didn't sell as much. So those are the more collectible and the more money I get.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
What's the most you got for a doll? What was it?
For a doll? Jeez, I can't remember. The most money I ever brought in, believe it or not, was from a pocketbook that I found that was a real Louis Vuitton that I threw in the back seat because I was like, oh, this is a great copy of a Louis Vuitton. I threw it in the back, and I didn't realize it was a real pocketbook. I made like $500 on it.
Where
on
did you get it from?
A consignment shop. Consignment shops.
Oh,
I go to thrift stores. That's my side hustle. Other than my job, this is what I do. It all started when I got divorced and I needed to supplement my income. And then COVID hit and sales online went crazy.
Crazy.
That's all you can do is sit there, look for something online and buy it.
Yeah, people are stuck
exactly.
home.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Can't go out
my
with it,
favorite,
but yeah.
My favorite doll was the Chrissy doll. I don't know.
My sister had that, yeah. Where the hair comes, make the hair longer, it comes out of the top of the head, you press a button.
That's creepy.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, the Chrissy doll. My sister had that.
Creepy.
Yep.
Yep.
I think
I
was scared of Jesus out of me. She'd keep it in the corner of a room facing
and
outwards.
Looking at you.
Yeah, and you're like, totally creeped me out. Yeah.
You know what creeped me out? The dolls, those big dolls, they weren't small like Barbies, they were bigger, and they had the eyes that would open and close.
Yes.
And the eyes looked like
life dolls. Blythe dolls, those are so expensive right now.
Really?
Blythe dolls go for like $1,000.
No one
of my
way.
What?
Yes. Yes, that's one of my biggest sales. I sold a doll for $400. It was a Blythe doll. You pull the back and the eyes click and they change colors. Those are called Blythe.
My mom had one of those, and she tells a funny story about how her and her sister both got the same dolls. My mom's doll wasn't as pretty as my aunt's doll was. My mom's holding onto her doll. My aunt's like, my doll's prettier. My doll's prettier. Throwing up in the air. She missed catching it. The doll hits the floor. The eyes went rolled back in the head and stayed that way. And my mom starts laughing. My doll's not blind. My doll's not blind.
It sounds like mom.
Yep.
yeah. those dolls, like if one eye opened and one eye stayed closed,
ooh.
I mean, that was like,
yeah.
Right.
It's kind of like it.
It's casting a spell.
Horror movie.
Galima.
Wow.
So yeah, to Tammy's credit, I looked this up and it looks like the action figures from the 1980s are far more valuable in general
really?
Than the ones from the 60s or the 70s, with one exception. In 1966, they made a German soldier. It has no name. It's not like a good guy or a bad guy. It's just a generic German soldier, and it was not popular, so it only went through one original, like, you know, manufacturing,
running,
and then
printing,
they
yeah.
never ran it again.
Don't even tell me, because I had one.
You had a German
soldier?
Wait,
are you serious?
Oh, no. We have to know, Chaz.
Do I want to know?
We have to know.
It's a lot.
I lost you
we
guys.
Have to know.
I'm so sorry.
You're back.
Yeah, don't worry.
But we're talking about this, and this speaks to what you're saying. The villains were worth more because no one wanted the villains.
This is a wheelhouse
so,
right now.
So, yeah, there's a whole list of G.I. Joe action figures, and by and large, it's from the 1980s, and it's the bad guys that are valuable. with the one exception being prior to that, the 1966 German soldier doll, which was never remade, is selling for somewhere around $4,000 or $5,000 per.
Wow.
And what's his name?
The German. It's just German soldier.
They didn't give him a name like Hans or Fietz?
Didn't give it a name.
Well, it was after World War II, so.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, several years after.
I give him a name. You know,
well, I sold the little ones. The little ones are very valuable. The little tiny ones, and they're very they're hard to keep because they break.
I think that's also part of the issue. So one of the other valuable ones was the paratrooper, and I think it's because people wanted to just like throw him up in the air, and then he would shatter into like a bunch of pieces.
Yeah.
So if you have one completely operational with all the packaging and everything, that's like $4,000.
What?
Wow. Yeah.
I'll have to look for that one.
The Atomic Man Command Paradrop.
What happened to your German soldier? What'd you ever do with that?
I don't know. It's fun, you know, it's one of those.
You bury it in the backyard somewhere?
You need to clean the room out.
Oh, yeah.
It all it becomes like Woody from Toy Story. Right. I don't need this anymore.
Right. Went to Goodwill Moms. Right.
Some kid has a coffee sitting out in the woods some, with a little Bo Peep now or something.
I'm so proud of you. Lots of Disney references.
Family. Yeah. We have started family. Yeah.
It's really hard to specialize in toys, though, because like you said, like that one, I didn't know that. I would have to like investigate every single, you know, aspect of when you're collecting a toy, just like Funko Pops. Funko Pops, like. What? You could buy one Funko Pop, it could be worth a dollar. You could buy
another
Funko
Pop.
I yelled somebody.
You've seen them everywhere.
I got called when I cut somebody off once.
Big square cartoonish looking head.
Plastic.
Funko
yeah.
Pop.
Yeah,
Funko Pop, you cut me off.
Funko.
Funko.
You can walk
That's even
into
worse.
Hey Funko.
Hey Funko Pop.
You can walk into stores and just the entire shelves are just filled with these.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But some of them are super rare, you know, that they're like Target exclusives or toy. A lot of things that sell that are valuable, too, are the exclusives, like Toys R Us, because Toys R Us is no longer in business.
We should bring that back.
People will look for exclusives.
I got
to
roll. We got some other calls coming in.
Yeah.
Thank you for your time, and hopefully I'll get some sales.
Hey, Funko Pop.
Well, send us... So we were talking about how bad it smelled, and the first responders had to wear suits with oxygen because you just can't breathe that air in.
Oh, yeah, it's reeking.
I couldn't believe how didn't he say there were six family members?
We had
a town manager on yesterday.
Right, it smelled like cat tinkle.
Six family members living in the house. All the cats were in the house. Got the attention of a neighbor was there was one sick cat outside.
Yeah.
So this wasn't a house where... You know, there was a zillion cats outside, and he or she were feeding them outside. This was all of the cats were inside, according to what we were told.
Right.
Now, that smell is that bad. Can that house ever be cleaned out, or does it have to be torn down?
I would just burn it, but...
John from ProClean On, big donator at the Chaz and AJ Toy Drive last year.
Oh, yeah.
John, hey, thank you.
Good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are we doing?
Good, thanks.
Good.
What do you think about that?
Well, I got to be honest with you. I mean, 150 cats is an extreme case. We've had these types in the past, but this particular situation, the first thing that you got to do, which the first responders did, was they put the proper personal protection on. If our crews were to go in there, we're going to have to bomb the place for fleas first because you got sick cats and... God forbid you don't have the proper protection. You're now bringing those fleas back to your own home, to your family. So that's the first thing that you want to do.
All right, so you're talking once all the cats are out. So the house has been cleaned and you're brought in.
Nothing living in
there. To do your thing.
Right.
Yeah, so our recommendation in this case is, unfortunately, all contaminated materials, they've got to go. Mm. So when you're talking about cats inside walls, cats are sick. They're stressed. When they're stressed, they like to spray. Also, I'm sure they were all female, so there's male cats in there, too. So the male cats like to spray to attract the female. So that pretty much is just one big, you know, zoo pen of cats.
So you have urine, you have feces, you have spray.
Right.
What does a spray smell like?
Not good.
It's not good. I can tell you that. The urine is an ammonia strong smell. So you're going to need a full face respirator or personal proper protection on just for breathing. That's going to be on your clothes. So that's where the good PPE comes in. But once you get past, having the cats out and you know what needs to come out, this situation, you're talking about gutting the house down to the framing.
Yeah.
And then what we would have to do is use a chemical that has enzymes that break down the urine in the spray. And unfortunately, it's just not a one-and-done application. That could take several applications. Then it would have to be sealed in. And hopefully you're able to get it out. If it's in concrete, that's porous.
Yeah.
That absorbs it.
Okay, David Biller was telling me about this yesterday. So if they urinate on the concrete, which is highly probable.
Yeah.
You could do anything you want to it, but once that concrete gets wet, that smell's coming out.
You ever walk through a parking garage in like a bad neighborhood? Always smells like tinkle. That's in the concrete.
Tinkle.
Oh, that makes sense.
Oh, my God, it smells like tinkle. I'm parking my car in here. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Somebody piddled.
Yep, exactly. Yeah.
So that's where the chemicals or the enzymes come in.
Oh, yeah.
It does always smell like it just happened.
You're like,
yeah.
I'm not walking in that corner ever again.
It's like that person's walking around right now.
Or the elevator.
So, for lack of a better word, fresh smelling. It's
yes.
Just still so fragrant.
Yes.
So, John, you're saying probably you tear the house down.
Yeah, you get it down to the framing, and then you go from there. But with 150 cats and determining how long they've been there, it could be a situation where the whole thing does have to come down. You're going to spend money on cleaning, and at some point it's not cost effective if the smell is just still there.
One bulldozer. Done.
Yeah.
Well, let's
couple dumpsters and away you go.
Boom. Let's talk about that basement. And so you'll never get that smell out. It'll always be there.
You can try. There's a couple great green products that we use that will break down the urine odors. It will take time. It will take time.
Can you seal the concrete?
What if you pour over it again?
Yeah, seal over it.
You probably could, but and don't quote me on it, but in those hot, humid days, August, those structural materials have absorbed that odor, and it could still come out. And you could try sealing it in, but there's no guarantees.
Yeah, back to bulldozer. I hope the family is okay.
Yeah.
I was shocked by that. Six people living in the house, according to the report.
They probably got used to it. That's the sad part.
Yeah.
That's wild. I didn't realize the body could eventually get used to something so horrid.
Yeah, I mean, truthfully, you've gone to someone's house and it stinks in there, and they're like, I don't notice anything.
Yeah, no,
because you're here all the time. Your nose is dead.
This feels like poison.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess they've built a tolerance.
It gets on your clothes. So, you go into that person's house, you're there for a half hour, whatever it may be, then you leave. You smell that on yourself.
Yeah.
So I do that at a restaurant.
Yeah,
but
that's a good smell.
If you're
pizza, steak.
They're deep frying food, you get home, you're like,
I smell good.
I smell like clams.
I'm going to eat my clams.
I smell like
onion rings.
I smell like a sandwich.
Why are all these heavy people following me?
Like the Pied Piper. You walk into the street.
Wait, no.
I keep in here.
Stop.
They're chasing me.
I know. I'll go for the stairs.
I love sitting at like a hibachi dinner. But you got to take all those clothes and put them right in the washing machine when you get home. It just follows. It's just onions.
Yep.
Onions!
Yeah. Got a call coming in?
Yeah, really.
John from ProClean is on. We're talking about this house in Winchester.
Yeah.
150-plus cats, according to reports, with people.
Like Winchester.
And a couple of dogs, I think, and a ferret.
And a ferret, yeah.
Wow.
Because you can't forget the ferret. And ferrets, ferrets don't help either. They're pretty stinky, too.
Seems wild that no one in the neighborhood knew. Like, I don't know what the setup is. Maybe they had a lot of property.
Yeah. Never on top of each other.
Seems pretty wild to me.
That poor ferret was outnumbered. I don't know how he gets along with the cats.
That ferret's like, oh, my God.
Oh.
Dude.
Yeah. Wow.
Right? It's probably kept in a cage. And the cats would poke their hands all the time. Yeah.
Man, I just hope everyone's okay. Holy crap.
Yeah.
Those poor animals.
John, how long have you been doing this? And you've never seen anything like this, right?
Unfortunately, we have.
Oh, we have. 150?
Yeah. Not that many, but we have, you know, I've owned the company for 23 years. We've been around since 1986. And, I mean, hoarder situations, unfortunately, we get quite a few of them. One that comes to mind is it was so bad that the crew had to take shovels to create walkways to get through the home. Mind you, the homeowner's living in the home, so we're literally creating a path to create a work environment. And unbeknownst to the team, living inside the debris of content and food wrappers was raccoons.
Okay. Oh, I was going to say some kind of rodent, rats, whatever, yeah.
It probably would have been luckier if it was rats, but they were raccoons. So, you know, you have a team of, you know, three or four inside the home, and you know, they're working away in their personal protective gear, and now you've got raccoons running around. So team ran out of the house. We had them removed, and then we came back and did our thing. But there's always a surprise when you're in a hoarder house, because you know it takes years to accumulate that type of stuff, and God knows what you're going to encounter.
Never good stuff like money.
Right, yeah.
Or kind of Rolls Royce and leaves all this stuff.
You're going to get Campbell's soup cans and rodents.
Yeah.
Wow. I watched that hoarder show, and I could never get through an entire episode because it stresses me out.
Yes. So scuzzy, yeah.
But really, uncomfortable.
The only way to solve that problem, because they're there the whole time.
Yeah.
The person, it's a problem.
Yeah.
They
have an issue.
But they're there the whole time, and they're negotiating over that wrapper or that can, empty can or whatever. The only way to do it is to take them, put them in a car, drive them away.
Yeah.
Burn the place down.
You're going on vacation.
Build another place.
Right.
Look! And then you come back and start again.
Right. And then you watch the
relocation process.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, John. Thanks for coming on. Appreciate it. Thank you so much again,
guys,
for what you did with us with the toy drive.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
100%. And we'll be doing it again this year. Looking forward to it. You guys have a great day.
You too. Right, thanks so much.
John with Proclaim.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the Mighty 99.1 PLR.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.